The Center for American Progress's report says Native-themed team names and displays during pep rallies or spirit weeks can cause confusion, embarrassment, or alienation among Native students. Eric Stegman is co-author of the report.
School is a tough enough place to be as it is, and when you have to see your culture boiled down to what some non-Native person decides they want it to be, that sticks with you the rest of your life. And then when you have to grow up in a place like Cleveland and deal with things like the Cleveland Indians, it really makes Native people feel like non-Native people, A, don't understand them, and B, don't really care what their issues are.
Stegman says this isolated feeling can contribute to poor grades, conflicts with classmates and teachers, and substance abuse. Cynthia Connolly is a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians and guest columnist for The Plain Dealer. She agrees with the center's report and says it's hard to work and live near Progressive Field during baseball season.
It's really hard to see these young kids wearing face paint and headdresses and knowing full well that they just don't fully understand why they're doing it. But then they're going to grow up with that tradition and they're going to think it's okay. And so that's where this cycle needs to stop.
The Center for American Progress recommends that the U.S. Education Department's Office of Civil Rights use its full power to eliminate what it calls hostile environments in schools. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull.